Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. This is your friend, Dr. Cupertino, and I want to say welcome to our show tonight. We are sponsored in part by Burton's Painting and Construction, located at 7116 South Crenshaw Avenue in the city of Los Angeles. Area code 323-758-9417, and they do a pretty good job from top to bottom when it comes to putting your home together or constructing something that you feel is beautiful and that's been a part of your dreams. Tonight we're going to be talking about, guess what, your feet. That's right. I know you want to know what's new on the market for feet riddled with corns, bunions, dry spots, bone spurs, unattractive feet, and the rest. Now, what I'm going to start off with is how you can save your feet and your money from unnecessary surgeries. And I'm sure many of you out there have seen these feet with the juts that are sticking out there near the big toe, and they kind of form a circular curve. Those are known as bunions. They don't look good most of the time, and all of the time they can be very harmful when you put shoes on that are too tight, and they start scraping your feet, and of course they hurt, and they can also cause serious injury if you do not have something done swiftly in the way of taking care of their situation. Now, many want to also know what's out there. Well, let me give you about 7 or 8 tidbits of information on what's out there that will help your feet to recovery if you do have the bunions and the bone spurs and the corns, and products, supplements as well, things you can take by mouth that can alleviate most of the pain caused by these issues of the feet. Number one product out there that people have really taken on to are known as the foot pads. These are pads that you actually apply to the bottom of your feet. They have some kind of sticky adhesive to them, and you put them on. Some manufacturers say you can sleep with them through the night, and then when you wake up or after a few hours, you're supposed to have the poisons or the toxins and waste pulled out of the actual body. Well, there's been some false claims there because scientists and members of the FDA have stated that once the feet sweats and you have those pads there, they're automatically going to turn brown. That doesn't necessarily mean that there's poisons being pulled out, meaning that once you get some herbal substances or some herbal bark or twigs or powder compounds inside of those pads, automatically when you wet them, they will turn brown. As many of you know, when you put a tea bag in a hot cup of water, you're going to see the tea bag turn brown. Well, this is what actually happens if you apply those and you start sweating through the night, especially if you have woolen socks on. Now, I'm not saying this is all of the time and in all cases. I'm just telling you that the FDA has stated that in the Science Weekly as of the August 2009 issue. So be very careful if you're planning on using those to alleviate any foot problems or, in fact, pulling toxins out of the body. Also, there are some foot scrubs out there that say and state that if you rub your feet with the apricot kernels and some of these body and foot scrubs products, that you are actually going to have some kind of situation whereby you will actually have the swelling or the bunion or the corn to almost but disappear after a few treatments. Well, that too really is actually not true. I'm going to go on and talk a minute about diabetic feet, because there's people out there who are diabetics and they cannot actually use a lot of products, especially anything with metal. That's why many diabetics have to actually have a certain kind of a pedicure, and when I say certain, I mean a pedicure applied by a medical doctor or a podiatrist, because if they are diabetic and they have problems with their feet, then quite naturally they have to be very careful about what's applied to their feet and, of course, who's applying any surgical or metal instruments in the name of a pedicure, because they can set up infection very easily and the sugar settle there and they will not automatically heal from any lesions or cuts or any issues there. Now, let's talk a little bit more about the diabetics, because they are insulin dependent. Most of the times that interferes with the calcium in the body, and if the body cannot utilize calcium properly, yes, then that means the body is not able to pull out the necessary calcium from the various minerals in the body, and that will cause their body to attack itself, turn on itself and attack itself in the name of a low calcium amounts, which means it'll go into the bone area, and you will find out very soon that the actual pulling out of the calcium to neutralize nutrient the body will cause that bone to actually in the entire body, not just in the feet, but in the entire body to become inflamed. And once bone is inflamed in the feet, there's a pretty good chance that there's inflammation there and swelling, and you have bunions, you have corns, and you also will have bone spurs. Now, many have called in and they've told me in the past that they've used cornstarch, plain old cornstarch out of the cabinet, out of grandma's cabinet, and they will apply this into socks that are cotton or woolen, they'll sleep in that, and there's a claim out there that the bunion and swelling will go down. I haven't tried that, but many have and said that they've gotten very good relief. Now, there's also some products out there that can contain omega, that's right, the fish oils, and many have said they've used some of this oil in plain hot water, as hot as they can stand that, and then they have actually found relief and swelling. But we're talking about a bone issue, because once that bone tends to swell, it's a very good chance that you're going to need more than a foot soak. You're going to need some actual care. And if you do not have that care, either from a surgeon or from a podiatrist, there's a pretty good chance that just soaking your feet is not actually going to be good enough. I'm not saying run to a surgeon. I'm just giving you some facts. Also, I'd like to talk about hormone creams. Many women, after they pass the age of 50, the estrogen, estradiol, and also the progesterone levels tend to drop in the body. And once that happens, guess what else drops? The body's abilities to absorb calcium. And calcium, as most of you out there know, is utilized for bone health, healthy bones. Any product, any dietary supplement, any pill that you take that has calcium in it, you can read on the bottle content that this is good for bones, bone health, and all issues involving bone. Well, guess what? The hormones play a very good part in assimilating or allowing the calcium to assimilate in the body. So when you see women aging, there's a pretty good chance that they're also going to start developing corns that they've never seen. They're going to have bunions that just it appears that they show up overnight, and that's because the hormones level have dropped. Now, I'm not saying go out and take some of the hormone replacement products that are out there touted to cause cancer. There's other things that you can do. Number one, there's some bioidentical hormones out there that you might want to speak to your medical doctor about. There's also some alternative methods that do involve an alternative hormone replacement system. You can call our office at 424-634-9615. That's my cell number that's connected, and I normally answer, and I normally will speak, of course, at no charge if there's a quick question involving this issue. Also, I'm going to move right on off of those hormones. They're very important. Foot rinses. Many have stated that, and someone called in last week about apple cider vinegar. Well, guess what? The apple cider vinegar shows up again. I've gotten a call that if you soak your feet in undiluted plain apple cider vinegar two or three times a week, you will never see a bunion. I'm going to start trying that. I haven't heard that, but, you know, everything's worth a try. Now, many people also do not realize that under the soles of the feet, there's what's known as reflexology points, meaning every organ in the body has a correspondent meridian in the foot, which means if someone goes into one of these, nail shops where they actually give pedicures and manicures alike, you'll find someone there that will say for $35, something like that, they will apply what's known as reflexology to the feet. If the foot, the feet, are massaged once a week, I mean underneath on the soles, the toes, in between the toes, the heel area, if they're massaged, that will alleviate corns and bunions as well. Yes, it will. Even bone spurs that were on the way to developing, it definitely will help in that area. This is known as reflexology. Every organ, every muscle, every tissue in the body is benefited by foot massages, which is really what the act of reflexology is, but it's massage involving acupressural point and acupunctural points in the body there. Be good to pick up a book on reflexology. It would really be worth the reading, and it's so timely now with all of these high heel platform shoes that women are wearing and these pointed toe shoes that men are wearing, similar to Louis XIV. I think they're cute, but they can very, very much so damage your feet. Also, someone has mentioned a hydrogen peroxide soak once or twice a week will alleviate fungus that can also lead to corns and dry spots. Now, I don't know how much hydrogen peroxide, but I would estimate that perhaps 1/4 cup to 2 gallons of water, and of course that should be at room temp, and that is supposed to alleviate fungus and other forms of bacteria that might settle there around the toe cuticles and cause trouble later on. Now, another good product that I've tried with excellent success is whey protein powder. Protein powder. Jack LaLanne is in his 90s. He swears by it. He says he drinks his breakfast, meaning it's liquid, and meaning protein powder. If the body does not have protein, which builds bone and muscle in the body, it's going to get that from some place in the body, and all of the time, that's in and from the bone. But if you drink protein powder shakes or take it with the form of just plain old powder and water, that's supposed to add protein around and within the bone element and, of course, build up the muscle around the bone, thus not having a situation with swelling and inflammation, which can lead to the actual bone spurring and to lead to the bunion. Protein is a muscle builder, but it's also a bone builder. And I usually tell my client patients that if they can get in about 60 grams, which is 2 scoops of any protein powder, which you can get at GNC, Lindbergh's, and Torrance, or from our office, we sell a very good product by the name of whey protein. It's not sugary. It doesn't have preservatives. And it contains amino acids as well for easy assimilation and easy on the tummy. But protein building block, build up the body, the bone, the tissue, and then you can almost be guaranteed that you're not going to have any of those problems. Another thing I try to ward off ugly feet and foot problems is castor oil. You know, that's something that we used to take as a child. But that castor oil is healing on the body, and it actually will cause the inflammation in the foot to all but subside. Many say that their foot has shrunk by 1/2 of a size, and that's because the castor oil has a tendency, once it heals the feet, it goes into the act of actually causing corns to just about fall off. It massages. It also is known in from the days of the Egyptians by that's the name Rinkus, and that's the name that they swore by for any problems, external and internal. But that castor oil massage into the feet once or twice a week, you'd really be surprised. I mean, problems subside before your eyes. Castor oil has also been known to shrink warts also on the feet. on top of the foot and also below. Another thing for dry skin, castor oil will really help there. Fish oils again. Some people report white scales on their feet, especially the heel area from extreme dryness. I recommend the castor oil capsules. You can take 2 to 3 of those a week. I know if it's really serious, you might want to take a couple a day, but that is supposed to help also with the foot. Now, I want to talk about fungus. Many people claim they have fungus that have just about ruined their cuticles around their toes and have caused their foot to swell. No real spurs or bunions there, but just the entire the foot content has swollen. You know, you might want to look into having some good blood tests because most of the time when they're swelling there with no bone obstructions, there's a problem with the blood. Maybe there's a slow infection or something going on there that your medical doctor can give attention to. That's helpful. And then if you have problems with your internal organs, also you might want to visit a doctor because that can have a direct correlation on your feet. So you want to make sure also that you take care of your feet because you only have 2 and they have to last you a lifetime. And not only that, you want to make sure that these feet that are carrying your entire body frame around for life, you don't get a second pair. They're amputated, oh well, orthopedic, prosthetic appliance, or you go around with a wooden aperture. But these feet that you have are the only 2 that you're going to get. And having to carry you through 70, 80, 90, or even 100 years, they deserve your attention, especially when you know that without your feet, you're going to have some problems, even if you're in a wheelchair, because the circulatory system in the body is dependent on a full pathway down to even your big toe up to your brain of speeding that blood through your body. And without those feet, there's going to be an obstruction there. And I know my good friends do not want that. I want to talk for a moment also before our show ends, and I'm trying to eat at the same time. Isn't that ugly? I haven't had a chance all day, so if you hear me kind of stuttering along, I'm putting some food in my mouth at the same time, and I'm trying to drink. Okay, and this is supposed to be an artificial kind of coffee, but I'm not sure about that. I want to talk just for a few seconds on women, their menstrual cycle, and the feet. Many women do not realize that during that time of the month, they may see their feet happen to swell up to perhaps even a half or even a whole shoe size. And that's because the feet are very sensitive to an overabundance of salt. I tell women that time of the month, stay away from salt, because if your feet has a tendency to swell up and you're already in shoes that are too small, you're going to find once that menstrual cycle is over, you're going to have problems with your feet. Women report their feet aching and being very hot at least a day or two after their menstrual cycle. So do yourself a favor. You're already not feeling well. You're crabby, crampy, and kind of sort of hard to get along with. Do us all a favor and stay off the salt maybe a couple of days before that time and then a couple of days after. And while I'm at it, you might want to look into the portals of too much sugar. Too much sugar a week before a woman's menstrual cycle will cause cramps. I know my granddaughter was cramping and having a bad time, and she had this bad tendency to stock up on sugary products within that week of the start of her menstrual cycle. Her breast became tender. She was crampy, crabby, and she was hard to get along with grandma. But once I convinced her to get away and stay away from sugar that last week before cycle, guess what? It came on. She didn't even know it was on until that discovery was made, and she breezed right on through. No puffy, swollen, hardened, painful breast. She didn't have any breast leakage. She didn't have that big puffy tummy there like that muffin top, and she was easy to get along with grandma. I was happy about that. I knew you guys know I was happy with that. And I'm trying to tell my daughter that, but that's not working very good. I'm not doing a good job there. Now, guess what? We're going to have a good show next week. I hope some of you guys call in. It will really be helpful because Dr. Cupertino doesn't want to do all the talking. I love to do it all, but I really don't want to. But, you know, nothing takes the place of great sex. And many women are considering alternative products and supplements to really see if they have the power to help them feel more powerful in bed and to ward off crankiness and a dull personality and to give them more pep and zest at that special moment. So I want you to join us next week. We're going to be talking about some products, some alternative things and supplements that are on the market to really cause a woman to go to bed and say, oh, well, it's worth coming in here early. I mean, there's some good things out there. Some are folklore, but, you know, and I can't say I've tried them. I'm not married at this time, and I can't even think back that far, if you know what I mean. Yep, that's right. I said it. Okay, but we're going to also be talking about some products that women have used as suppositories, and they have supposedly made them go wild in bed, you know, hollering loud, that kind of thing. I'd like to know about that, you know. I haven't read those notes for next week, but I've gotten some people from the Arkansas Ozarks. That's where by this I'll be talking about that. I'm also going to touch on women's ability to have an orgasm, whether they want it or not, based on a product that I sold. I'm going to also touch on the hormone system. When a woman has her hormones, you know, out of control, then, of course, she's out of control in bed. But if you are taking any type of bioidentical hormones or those that are synthetic, look out. There's a pretty good chance you're not doing all that great in bed, and I'll be calling some of those by name. The All-American Holistic Healthcare Clinic also sells a nice product that women use for 21 days, and then they're off 7. That helps a lot, too. I'm sure many of you will be interested in hearing about that. And I love you all. I hope I hear from you next week. And again, this has been the Dr. Cupertino Show. Tune in next week. And if you can't be helped or if you don't care to be helped in that area, then have your granddaughter or your daughter tune in. There's some information for women of all ages, especially those that are planning on getting married soon. There's some tips that Dr. Cupertino is going to talk about. So you all, thank you for calling in. And once again, I hope to see you next week by way of our show, by way of your heart. God bless you. This has been the Dr. Cupertino Show. For more information, you can reach me at 424-634-9615.